What's going on, guys? It is Realm of Hoops, and this is going to be my first podcast. So, in this podcast, I just wanted to talk about how I think the Western Conference and the Eastern Conference will finish this season. So, let's start out in the West. So, in the West, it's kind of obvious the Golden State Warriors will most likely finish out on top, even though right now, they'll definitely finish out on top. There's no question they're the best team in the league. So, after that, it's where it gets kind of a little bit more interesting. So, Denver, they're looking really good, but their schedule coming up is extremely tough, especially into April. So, even though their schedule is tough, I still think that they can get the second seed. Finally, into third, that's where I think the Oklahoma City Thunder have a great chance of getting that spot, because there's not really any other contending team besides the Rockets for that spot. I mean, the Rockets are looking good right now with James Harden and Chris Paul coming back. And once they get Capella, they'll be even better. But right now, the Thunder, I think they'll secure that third. And then fourth, as I said before, I think the Houston Rockets will take that fourth spot with Capella coming back. They can be a very dangerous team in the playoffs. Okay, and in fifth, I have the San Antonio Spurs. Right now, they're not doing as great as anticipated. They're still in a playoff position, but I think DeRozan will start to do a little better, and I think that they'll get the fifth seed. Okay, into the sixth, this is where it can be controversial, and I think it can really be anyone here, but for me, I know the Los Angeles Lakers are pretty low right now. They're 10th. There's still about like 20-something games left. So I think they can... I think they're one of the top three teams in the West, for sure, with LeBron and healthy. So I'm going to go ahead and put the Los Angeles Lakers at the number 6. All right. And then I'm going to go ahead and put the Portland Trailblazers with Damian Lillard at 7, and then cap it off with the Utah Jazz at 8. Alright, I don't know if you guys like that, but I just see the Lakers coming in late, making the late push, which can take them far into the playoffs. So, let's go on to the East. So, in the East, I like to see, this is where, like, it's the most interesting out of all of, like, the entire league. These top four spots can be really crucial to see who plays Golden State in the finals, most likely. So I'm gonna go ahead and say number one is going to be Milwaukee. I mean, Toronto has a shot, but Kawhi Leonard's been sitting out a lot, and Milwaukee has been balling out, especially with the signing of Nikola Mirotic. They have just been playing exceptional basketball. Giannis has been an MVP front runner for the season. You can make a case for James Harden as well, but so the Bucks will finish off with at least more than 60 wins this season. And then after that, I got Toronto. They've been looking really good this season, even with or without Kawhi Leonard, but yeah, I don't see Boston getting ahead. Third, I have the Celtics. So they had their early season struggles, but I think at this point in their season, they look like a new team almost, and they're coming out like really strong against most teams. I don't see them passing Toronto, but yeah, I'm gonna go ahead and say they get the third. And then the fourth, Philly, with their big signings, they could make a case for third with the Celtics, but not at this point in the season and where they are right now. And then fifth, I have Indiana. And then sixth, I have the Nets. So the Nets actually have a great chance if they play any team like the Sixers. I think they have a decent chance at beating them. I don't think they will, but yeah. So that'll be good for them if they can play the Sixers. So moving on, the seventh seed will most likely be, I'd say, the Miami Heat. And then the 8th, I think the Charlotte Hornets, with Kemba Walker balling out right now. Yeah. So those are my playoff predictions or standings. So hope you guys enjoyed. Tell me what you guys think. Yeah, all right, thanks for listening. See ya.